night, put the heavy on me. Woke up and I'm feeling lonely. This world got a way of showing me. Some days it'll lift you up, some days it'll call you bluff. Man, most of my days I ain't got enough. And all I know is you're my only
Sunday morning, everybody. How are you all doing? This is CA, on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Hope everybody's doing well today. I hope you're feeling good. And today is Sunday. That's right, hard to believe this month is flying by. Sunday, January the 22nd, 2023. Wow. Just seemed like 22 days ago that we were celebrating New Year's Day. That's how fast time is. And we're going to be studying some of that later, sometime later this year. Well, good morning again from Faith Studio One here in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. That's the iHeartRadio studio. And welcome to Sunday Praise with CA. We're here to encourage. We're here to uplift. We're here to play some great Christian music. Even when you're down, out, and discouraged, you know where to turn to. And feel free to share this podcast anytime. Guys, I want to remind you, you can also like me on my Facebook page, and you can also text a prayer, and you can find my number there, my direct number. That's right. It's called Text a Prayer for any of your prayer requests. Search up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. When you do that, click on station information. When you click on station information, you will find my phone number there. And what you do is you just send me a text, prayer request, questions, comments, suggestions, or the old-fashioned way. morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, a sweet reminder is I am also on Twitter at morningsbrew. You can follow me there as well. And we're on all major networks. We're on Amazon Music. You just search up, you know, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. We're on Alexa. We're everywhere, guys. Just, you know, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Of course, we're syndicated. Our nationally syndicated show is on iHeartRadio. Okay. Well, you know what? I'm ready to get some great Christian music kicking off. And you know what? It's a very dark, cold morning here in Texas, still in July. That's the way it is. It's hot 1 minute and cold the next. So let's go ahead and my friend Rhett Walker. I'm a believer. I hope you are too. Good morning. Coffee up. Sunday praise. We'll see you.
I'm in.
Amen. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Sunday Praise with CA here on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio here at the beautiful studio in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. It's a cold, crisp, early morning, Sunday morning, I should say. Today is January the 22nd, 2023. As I was saying earlier, we're already 22 days. That's right, 22 days into the new year. Man, oh man, how time flies. You know, Billy Graham once said, life is like a vapor. And it is. You know, you blink your eyes and 1 year's gone by. You blink your eyes and another year's gone by. And maybe you have children and they grow up to be teenagers. They grow up to be, adults. Next thing you know, bam, they're married. And next thing you know, you're maybe a grandparent, God willing. Still ain't there yet, though, by the way. But you never know. So just remember, always keep God first place. When you have God in your life, you can't go wrong. He will guide you. He will direct your paths. And He will tell you exactly what to do. Also, we're here to pray for you. Text a prayer. That's right, text a prayer. Go to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Go to our Facebook page. Search up and click on station information. My number is there, direct number. What you can do, and you click on that, send me a text. Say, CA, pray for me for da-da-da-da-da, or unspoken prayer requests. Or you may want to put it on comments on our Facebook page. Also, in addition to that, I wanted to remind you that you can also message me on Facebook Messenger under that, you know, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. And if you want to, you can do the old-fashioned way. A lot of people email me their prayer requests, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. And we're not talking just prayer requests. We're talking just praise reports. We're talking if you got saved, maybe a relative got saved. I want to hear about it. We are the family of God. All right, well, let's continue to get our praise on. And Rich Mullen and the Ragamuffin Band, one of my favorites, sing your praises to the Lord. Good morning, coffee up, tea up, or if you want to, orange juice up. Let's enjoy the rest of our praise. Give it all to God. Open your heart.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed, the church is alive and well. There we go, a little special treat there for you. Two Bill Gaithers back to back. That's right. Sinners saved by grace and the church triumphant. A lot of people nowadays forget about the church, but you know, a church is not just a building. You know what the definition of the church is, as the Bible, as God wants it to be for us? Is a bunch of body of believers believing in the same thing. Believing that God sent his son, Jesus Christ, and he died on the cross for my sins and your sins. Our sins were nailed to the cross. It isn't just about the Christmas, which is wonderful. It isn't just about Easter, which is a major celebration. You know, Good Friday, the somber moment coming up here in a few months. And Easter, when he's alive and he is well, and he still is. But we should always be reminded that He is with us. And if you get a chance to listen to my podcast from Friday, Billy Graham Fridays, I would love for you to listen to the Holy Spirit and me. Billy Graham nails it back on one of his 1983 crusades that was in Sacramento, California. And, you know, as I listened to it, as it was being taped and played, he made a lot of sense. You see, when he was down here as God-man before he died on the cross, he couldn't be everywhere. You know, God is three in one. He's God the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. But God come down as God-man to rescue us. His ministry was only lasted about 32, 33 years, and then he paid the price for us, friends. And I don't know why people just cannot accept that we do have a God, and we only should serve one God. And let me tell you something. You may think you're perfect. You may think we live in a perfect world, the non-sinners out there. But I'm going to tell you something. If you, just like Billy Graham said, if you broke one commandment, you're a sinner. And we all have, okay? You go back to the book of Exodus, you read all those Ten Commandments that God commanded Moses to put on that tablet. Not a regular tablet that we have today. We're talking, he's carved them on the stone, the Ten Commandments. And we broke them all. We have. You can't live a perfect life. There's only one perfect person, and that's Jesus. And I thank him for coming into my life and saving my soul almost 51 years ago this year. And he can do that for you. You know, it's not even bragging rights or anything. Let me just tell you real quick, it isn't that. It's the fact of the matter is I have him in my heart. And there's a perfect song I want to play, almost said sing, play on Sunday Praise. One of my favorites. Maybe you just need to turn your life around. Listen to John Redrick and Matt Meyer. God, Turn It Around.
Doing something right now. turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around.
When I look back, I can see that it's you.
say, I have decided to follow Jesus.
Amen. That's my friend, the late Carmen, off of his album, House of Praise, I Have Decided. He has, and we have decided to follow Jesus, and I hope you guys have. Well, I thank you all for listening to Sunday Praise with CA. Here on the Morning Brew Christian podcast show on iHeartRadio, I'm getting ready to saddle up. Before I do that, we're going to lead off in a prayer. So, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray you just watch over, guide, protect us, forgive us of all of our many sins. Let us have an upcoming good week, for we give all of this in your precious name. Amen. Like I was saying, I'm getting ready to leave Faith Studio 1, the iHeartRadio studio in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. Still pretty dark out there, cold and crisp as I get ready to go down the elevator. I want to remind you, again, text a prayer. What, CA? That's right, text a prayer. Go to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Click on station information. My direct number is there. Guys, text me your prayer request. Or text me, hey, it was a great show. Or text me whatever you want to text me. Or, hey, I got saved. I got blessed. Or, can you tell me about Jesus? If you want to, give me your name. Give me your state. Okay. Or you can go to that Facebook page. And you can click on Facebook Messenger. And you can message me. And I will message you back when I can. And you can do the old-fashioned way, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. That's our email address here at the studio. Hope you guys have a great upcoming week. Thank you for being loyal listeners. Guys, feel free to also share my podcast anytime. I'm not restricting you. Share it. Bless somebody. Plant those seeds. And go out and win. Okay? Win one for the Lord. Even more than one. It's a lost world out there. And please be safe out there, okay? All right. Love each and every one of you. We'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.